Track 9. From your vantage point back on the riverside, look north back up the river towards the bridge. Only a couple of centuries ago, this view would have been dominated by the river port that stretched along Severnside South. Cargo boats called troughs, loaded with local produce, such as leather goods, horn beakers, fruit, wood products and snuff, would be crowding the busy wharfs, an indication of the history that made Bewdley once an extremely wealthy place. However, the town's history began long before the 18th century, and behind the Georgian facades on Lode Street are buildings that date back to the 15th and 16th centuries. Lode Street, along with High Street and Severnside North and South, were the principal streets, created as part of the planned port town of Bewdley in the 15th century. The river was the town's lifeblood, and its economy revolved around the port and its associated industries, which drew on the substantial resources of the Wyre Forest. The fine architecture stands as a reminder of the wealth and investment this created. However, the town's origins are rooted further to the west. Studies have revealed that Wyre Hill was once the main street in pre-15th century Bewdley. This would have made sense, as it would certainly have been up above the river's flood level. The Royal Palace of Tickenhill once dominated the skyline on high ground that overlooked the medieval park, the name of which has been preserved by Park Lane. If you started the walk at Blackstone Riverside Park, play track 1 to get you back to your car. We hope you have enjoyed the Ribsford Circular and will take time to enjoy the town of Bewdley with its architecture, shops, pubs and cafes and river frontage. For more information on downloadable audio trails, please visit www.worcestershire.gov.uk/countryside. This audio trail was voiced by Rebecca Blockley, recorded by David Pick at FFG, and special thanks to Adam Mindikowski of the Historic Environment and Archaeology Service of Worcestershire County Council for providing the historical material.